Okay, here we are back. It's hour number two, and David John Oates is with us tonight. We're going to spend 2 hours with David. There's a lot of material that is well worth your listening to and considering from the wonderful, amazing world of reverse speech. David's been at it over 30 years now, and as you know, just in short, if you don't know, when you record forward speech and play it backwards every 10, 15 seconds or so, there is usually a perfectly spoken word or phrase or something that speaks directly from your subconscious mind. And that is what reverse speech is all about. It's the ultimate lie detector. You don't lie. You can't lie. Your subconscious will not lie. Your forward speech will lie, but not the reverse. That's the truth. And this whole situation is tonight going to be front and center regarding the Donald Trump versus the bizarre attack on him by the Pope. Obviously the Pope, now for all of you who are Catholics out there, I mean absolutely no disrespect, but the Pope is a mortal man, okay? He's not a godly presence who came down here on a white cloud surrounded by angels. He's just a man. He wears a white suit, a white costume, and people are just knocked over because of the symbolism that he represents. But he is full of human fallacy. God only knows what he may or may not have been through coming up the ranks as a priest. We all know what pedophilia is and how it has riddled the Catholic Church for century upon century. It's common. And is he a former pedophile? When do you become a former pedophile if you are a pedophile? I don't know. I do know that the Pope has been acting every bit the New World Order globalist shill. Now, for him to attack Donald Trump clearly was something that can conceivably be done on orders. He was told to do it. Because three of the other six candidates are Catholics, and those three have all opted for closing the border as well. I think one of them has said they want to build the wall. It's Cruz. He said, I want to complete the wall. So what's the difference? He's building part of the wall. Donald wants to build an entire wall, a good one that will work, that can't be gotten over, gotten through. So we have here, at the very least, gross hypocrisy. Why Donald Trump? Why not the other three Catholics who are anti-immigration? At least they say they are. I don't believe them. But this was an attack orchestrated, part of the enormous broad brush attack on Donald Trump by the globalist elite and their establishment minions here in the Congress and the political machinery of these formerly United States. The death of the Republic is at hand. Donald Trump can at least delay that, if not reverse part of it. So you have a phony Pope who, to me, does not represent all that is good and holy about morality and the idea of living a religious, clean, pure, wholesome, golden rule kind of life. I find the man to be creepy, frankly. And his attack on Trump is extraordinary. Never been done before. So when you have a Pope meddling in American politics, add that up to the $100 million that Karl Rove announced that the Republican Party was going to put up, this is months ago, to destroy Donald Trump's campaign. And then the National Chamber of Commerce, another $100 million, announced a week and a half, 2 weeks ago. The guy's name is Donahue. That's $200 million that we know about. That's one-fifth of $1 billion to destroy Donald Trump as a political force in this country. How obscene. How embarrassing. It may be $400 million. We don't know. The way the American media has been attacking Donald Trump with disgusting headlines, bad video grabs of him to make him look stupid, obvious, complete complicity with his effort to take him off the board. If I were Donald Trump, and if I were able to advise him, I would urge him at this point to begin to speak at every event with bulletproof glass in front of me. It should be arranged, a flat panel, and then two sides to give him at least 75% angular protection. I think we're at that stage. I think we know full well that ugly things can happen in an instant. It just takes a moment. Remember Dealey Plaza. So he needs to protect himself. He is going to win in South Carolina. If he wins by 6 or 8 or 10, anything less than 10 points, watch the crooked media call it Trump failing, barely wins South Carolina, campaign fortunes in doubt. They're going to just go to work on him. But that's not the case at all, not at all. He is fighting against the heaviest odds I have ever seen a major figure in an election year have to fight, the mainstream media. Okay? That's enough. You get the picture. You know what's going on. That's one of the reasons I support the man. If they all hate him that much, I'm for him. I mean, what an endorsement. That tells you really all you need to know. Then look at his issues. Look at his platform. Nobody can find much fault with it that I know. But if they are that concerned and that devoted and that fearful of him, that is one hell of an endorsement. I mean, then you have the Pope attacking him. Another endorsement. So there we go. Let's, with that, bring on David John Oates. Hello, David. Thanks for being here tonight.
Oh, that's okay, Jeff. My pleasure. Yeah, it's a day of radio shows today. I had my own show on your network a little few hours ago.
Very good. Yeah.
Yeah. So now we're going with you. So
did you have a good time today?
Yeah, great show today. Yeah, I spent the first hour on children's reversals. They're always
they're fascinating.
The heart tugger. Yeah, they're wonderful ones. And then my second hour guest was Eldon Taylor, Dr. Eldon Taylor, an expert in subliminal communication. And so we had a great interview with him. He was all full of praise for reverse speech. So that's all very exciting. And I just gradually plan to bring on more and more guests from different fields or related fields, you know. And just
sure. You can hear David's program anytime you'd like in the archives on the Rents Radio Network. You'll have them on your website, reversespeech.com, I'm sure.
Yep. They're actually on davidoates.com.
So, very good.
Actually, while we're talking about reversespeech.com, a little bit of information about the documentary. It was just a four-page spread in the magazine Digital Filmmaker all about reverse speech documentary that's just come out. And if you go to the main page of reversespeech.com, you can see the link and go and read the article. It's a wonderful article about the documentary. And, the interest is spreading in the film world. The word's getting out there. There's a documentary being made on reverse speech. So it's all exciting stuff. So,
It's about time. Wow.
Yes, it certainly is.
All things come to he who or she who waits.
Yep, that's true.
And you have been waiting a long time for this kind of recognition. Reverse speech is warranted, certainly for any and all recognition. And keep in mind, for those of you who may not know about it, David was summoned to New York City many years ago and gave three, four days? I forgot how many days.
Four days.
Full-day workshop to people who weren't wearing name tags, okay? Intelligence agency people who wanted to find out what reverse speech was, how effective it was, and I suspect some of them already knew about it, but after David briefed them fully, he never heard from them again. And I would submit that in all likelihood, they use it all the time.
Yeah. I've heard consistent stories for years that they're using it. I can't verify any of them, unfortunately. But there was a program on PBS. I might have told you this, where it was a little documentary on law enforcement, and a police officer was interviewed, and he claimed to have used reverse speech in his cases, and he solved a couple of cases using reverse speech.
Oh, of course. We've heard you say that forever on this program, that it's something that all law enforcement should be using. They can't go wrong with it, and certainly the entire criminal system ought to use it. Wow.
Yeah.
Now, here's before we get into our program, let me do this. I'm going to play a little sound clip of Mike Huckabee talking about the Pope and his attack on Cruz. And I think we're going to start with the Pope tonight, are we?
Yeah, we can start with the Pope.
Yep. Okay. All right. Well, here's Mike Huckabee, who recently dropped out of the presidential running. Nice guy, but talking about the unprecedented attack on Donald Trump by the Pope. I mean, he was dumbfounded. Here we go.
A person who thinks only about building walls, wherever they may be, and not building bridges, is not Christian. This is not in the gospel. This man is not Christian if he said things like that.
Trump.
Now, that's what the Pope said, okay? That's pretty damn strong. And again, I want to remind you, keep in mind that three of the other candidates are Catholic, and they also want to either build more wall or certainly end illegal immigration. So here, let's listen to that again.
A person who thinks only about building walls, wherever they may be, and not building bridges, is not Christian. This is not in the gospel. This man is not Christian if he said things like that.
Trump almost immediately launching a return attack right back at Pope Francis.
If and when the Vatican is attacked by ISIS, which, as everyone knows, is ISIS's ultimate trophy, I can promise you that the Pope would have only wished and prayed that Donald Trump would have been president. Donald Trump is a very nice person, and I am a very nice person. And I'm a very good Christian, because the Pope said something to the effect that maybe Donald Trump...
Hang on, I got a little buffer
here. ...is a Christian, okay? And he's questioning my faith. I was very surprised to see it, but I am a Christian. For a religious leader to question a person's faith is disgraceful. I'm proud to be a Christian, and as president, I will not allow Christianity to be consistently attacked and weakened.
Hold on.
Yep.
Unlike what is happening now with our current president.
Former GOP presidential candidate and former pastor. Yep.
Okay, so there you go. Those were the Pope's words, obviously voiced by someone who was translating on the fly. And just really ugly stuff, David.
Yeah.
That's not okay. Not okay.
I was shocked when I saw it. I was absolutely shocked. And this is right on top of the day before the Pope lost his temper at someone in the crowd who tugged on his robe, and he snapped at them.
I saw it, and as I said in my introductory remarks, he's just another man, okay? He wears a costume. He's just another man. He's subject to the same foibles and maybe worse than most all the rest of us are. Now, here's I'll try and play some of Huckabee. I apologize for the buffering, but it's worth listening to. Here we go. Here's Mike Huckabee.
Governor Mike Huckabee goes on the record. Good evening, sir.
Hi, Greta. Great to be with you tonight.
And let me see. Is it correct to say former pastor, once a pastor, always a pastor, I suppose?
Well, I don't know. I mean, it's been 30 years, so I guess, if I still carry the label, that's fine with me. Certainly a practicing believer and somebody who is faithful to my church.
All right. Well, let me ask you about the controversy that is gripping not just the nation, but even the BBC has it as headlines. And that's that Pope Francis suggests that Donald Trump is not Christian because of his harshness of his campaign promises to deport more immigrants illegally here, and the issue about building a wall along the U.S.-Mexican border. So what do you think about that?
Well, it's just absolutely stunning. I don't ever remember in my lifetime that a pope has ever injected himself into the specifics of an American presidential election and specifically calling out of the candidate. In this case, what makes it so remarkable, number one, is that all of the GOP candidates have called for a secure border, every last one of them. And so why did the pope just single out Donald Trump? Secondly, three of the candidates are Catholic. And I think it's going to be interesting to find out, will they say, I disagree with my pope on this one? But there's another issue, Greta. I mean, I've been to the Vatican. There's a big wall that surrounds the Vatican. I'm wondering, when the pope gets back home, is he going to take that down and say, we don't build walls anymore? Look, Nehemiah built a wall. Jerusalem had a wall around it in the time of the kings, and it was ordered by God to be built as a way of protection. I don't know what the pope thinks a country should do if it doesn't protect its borders and protect its people. That's what a country does. And a country without a border is not even a country anymore.
How do you think it'll affect, if it will impact at all, the evangelical vote in South Carolina?
Okay, we can stop it there. I can tell you right now that Donald Trump is ahead in the evangelical community. 31%, 23% for Cruz, 15 or 16 for Rubio. So he is way ahead in the evangelical community, which he was supposedly not going to do well at all with. So they're hearing the man too. And I suggest, and I think David would back me on this, when they hear Donald Trump speak, they are hearing his subconscious in reverse.
Yes.
The human mind can hear in reverse. David knows this. He discovered it. So they're hearing him forward and reverse, and that's why they have been moved to the extent, with the passion that they have, to support this guy. They know he's not lying.
Yeah, you're exactly right, and he's not one incongruent reversal on him yet. He just comes up 100%. So when I heard the Pope come out, I thought to myself, "Oh yeah, who's the real Christian here? Let's look at the Pope's reversals, and then let's look at Trump's, and I'll let everyone decide." Okay, so
very good.
So let's play a couple of the Pope's reversals, shall we? Okay, so here's the first one. Let's run this one forwards.
Challenges facing us today call for a renewal of that spirit of cooperation which has accomplished so much good throughout the history of the United States.
I'm not too sure what he said forwards there. I'm sorry.
No, it's not his English is not his certainly his first language, and yet speech reversal still works.
He says, I'm evil, you seek it.
Я не ету, you seek it.
Yeah, there it is.
Я не ету, you seek it.
That is, do I hear it? That's frightening. I want you to play that again, because again, for those of you who are new, the grammar must be correct, the syllables must all be there, and if you hear in this case, even though he's stammering a bit in forwards because English is a second or third language to him, in reverse, it is crystal clear. Go ahead, David.
Absolutely.
Play it again.
Yeah, okay. I'm evil, you seek it.
Я не ету, you seek it. Я не ету, you seek it.
And once more.
Я не ету.
That's a pretty strong reversal to have on the lead of the Roman Catholic Church, isn't it?
My goodness, that is more. He speaks more clearly in reverse. That's just amazing. I mean, literally and figuratively. He's a creepy man. Sorry, that's just my feeling.
Yeah. Here he is. Okay, let's get to the real doozy ones. Here comes.
That's juicy enough, David. Jeez, wow.
I know what it is. I know. All right, so here we are with another fourth section. This is his address to Congress, by the way. This is where his reversals came from.
Lincoln, liberty. Martin Luther King, liberty in plurality and non-exclusion. Dorothy Day, social justice and the rights of persons.
And here he says, eat, the Holy Cum. Oh! It creeps every time I...
Well, that's, that doesn't, that, again, that, that dovetails with he's saying I'm evil. It doesn't get any more satanic than that.
No, it doesn't get much more. That's pretty warped for a guy who's saying Donald Trump is not Christian. Listen to this one.
For those peoples and their nations, from the heart of American democracy, I wish to reaffirm my highest esteem and appreciation. Those first contacts were often turbulent.
And here he says, I rate the other kid.
I rate the other kid.
I rate the other kid.
Clear as day.
I rate the other
good
kid.
Grief. Good grief. Well, I mentioned pedophiles and priests and that they go together hand in hand, and he was a priest, so who the hell knows? I don't know. Wow.
I don't know. It's a pretty scary reversal. That's all I can say.
Play it again, would you, David? The way he says it is, again, so clear. This is not just, oh, I think it sounds like. It is. It's what he's saying.
Oh, yeah. I rape the other kid. Don't he reverse that on Donald Trump?
Wow, hold on a second. We have to pause on that, David. That's just staggering. Just totally staggering. And locks right in with the feelings I've always had when I've seen the guy speaking forward. He's just creepy. There's something about him. And the reversals bear that out, and then some. Make up your own mind, folks. It's certainly up to you. It's all we can do is present what David has found, and that's what the reversals say. Hey, back in a minute. David John Oates. All right, David, those were just stunning. I think that first half an hour really set the stage for what's going on here. This man is clearly acting, speaking in reverse as a true satanic deviant, a pervert, a pedophile. Is he? I can't prove it. I'm just telling you what we just heard. You have to make your own decision on that. He is just a man. The Catholic Church is riddled with pedophiles. We all know that. My God, how many lives have been ruined by those just disgusting subhuman creeps wearing their Halloween costumes? It makes you sick. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah. All right, here's another one on the Pope. Let's run it forwards.
When it fosters a culture which enables people to dream of full rights for all brothers and sisters, as Martin Luther King sought to do.
And this reversal says murder was the Catholic answer.
Now remember, he just said, he brought up Martin Luther King, who was murdered. That's the forward speech. And in reverse, go ahead.
Murder was the Catholic answer. Yeah, it's all there.
Oh, my.
Wow.
Every syllable exactly where it's supposed to be. Again, pure evil in reverse. Pure evil.
And this is a man who said Donald Trump is not Christian. This is, let he who is without sin cast the first stone. You will be judged in the same way as you judge others. Being head of the Catholic Church, the judgment's going to be so much greater. He's got to watch himself.
I don't care for organized religion in general. Now, there are exceptions. There are some good people. But most of it is nothing more than a control and extortion mechanism of the masses. That's what it is.
Yeah, I agree. All right, here we have another one. Then we'll look at someone, Trump. There's more on the Pope, but a couple of them I can't play in the air. So.
They're worse? Really?
Oh, do you want to hear? All right, okay. Here we go. We'll play this one.
Well, let's warn people, if you're offended by this, tune out for a minute.
Yep, okay.
Me, from the beginning of my ministry, to advocate on different levels the global abolition of the death penalty.
Okay, he's talking evil, about the abolition of the death penalty, right.
This is evil, suck, and I'll let you put the last word in. Here we go.
Imsel suck.
Oh.
Imsel suck.
You hear that?
I have never heard, David, ever in all the 20-plus years working with you, I have never heard anything more despicable, ugly, evil in my life from anybody. Have you?
I know. No, never. No, never. These are the most shocking reversals I've ever found. They really are. In fact, when I found them, well, I didn't find them. My young lass, who finds them, some old former, she found them. But when she sent them to me, I was just dumbfounded. And I actually whipped off an email to everyone on my list. The most shocking reversals I've ever found.
Wow.
So, and we'll just play one more. Here we go.
And in times of crisis and economic hardship, a spirit of global solidarity must not be lost.
And this one's a bit of a metaphor. We have lost the vault.
We have lost the vault.
I think they may have lost their authority. They've lost. They no longer have touch connection to the treasures of religion or God.
We have lost the vault. V-O-L-T. Is that what he's saying?
V-A-U-L-T.
We have lost the vault. Ah. Okay.
Repository of precious knowledge. We have lost the vault. We don't have access. We have lost our authority. We no longer have the authority of God. Mm-hmm. Is how I interpret the reversal.
Well, they've strayed so
stuff.
Yeah, they've strayed so far. Many of them from what they're allegedly here to do. I mean, that's amazing. I have never heard anything like this ever from you, ever.
I know. Yeah, I know. No, I haven't found anything like it. So that's the Pope. Okay, so let's have a look at the person who he says is not a Christian. Let's get up Donald Trump and let's see if he is really not a Christian. Okay, Trump. Well, look at this one, the very first one on top of the list. There's no kidding, folks, this is the first one on the list. Okay, so here's the forwards.
And I will see you soon, I'll be back very soon. Thank you very much. Thank you.
And he says, America to serve God.
America to serve God.
America to serve God.
You got that?
America to serve God.
Yeah, I think I hear him say, America must serve God.
I
hear must in there.
Okay. Right, let's play again.
America to serve God.
Oh, you're right, yes.
America to serve God.
You're absolutely right.
America to serve God.
Well, there you go. There's your non-Christian. Okay?
Yeah.
So, we looked at the heart of the Pope. Now we're looking at the heart of Donald Trump.
There's a very high and lofty goal. America must serve God. America must serve good, is what he's saying.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Yep, that's exactly right. All right, here we have him again.
And so should the Republicans shut down the government rather than fund Planned Parenthood?
Well, I think, I don't know what's going to happen. I guess they're doing it right now as we speak. Again, I'm in my office in New York, and I guess as we speak, they're going for a vote of some kind.
And here he says, I am the man.
I am the man.
I am the man. I am the man.
The man's a little bit short. That one, but yeah, I'm the man.
It's there. No, he's just saying it, his subconscious. I believe in what I'm saying. I am the man. I'm here to do it. He's totally congruent with who he says forward. If you talk to people or listen to people who know him, they all say the same thing. He is an incredibly wonderful man who is totally loyal to those who are loyal to him. Totally.
Now, the Pope said Donald Trump wants to build walls and not build bridges, because you have to build bridges to be a Christian. Well, that's not what he said, but that was the essence of what he was saying.
Right.
So let's have a look at this reversal.
We don't have victories anymore. We bomb hospitals instead of bombing targets. We're like the gang that can't shoot straight. I mean, nobody's ever seen anything like this. This is constantly happening.
And here he says, I heal this.
I heal this.
He's going to fix up this problem. He's going to heal it. He's going to build the bridge.
He is really motivated. He's dedicated. Totally.
Yep, absolutely. Absolutely. And it just keeps on going on and on and on. Oh, he's a funny one. Here we go.
When he gave up that email thing, he said, here, Hillary. And you know what? That was orchestrated by the Democratic Party.
And he says, Hillary, let's see this email.
Hillary, this email.
Oh, yeah.
Hillary, this email.
Yep.
Hillary, this email.
I think we're going to be seeing a lot of emails from Hillary Clinton in the next few months. So
it's all remember. I didn't mean to step on your words, David, but it's. I want people to understand that every syllable is correct. It's not just most of them; it's all of them.
Yeah.
It is. Yeah. She is. They are. It's all there. That's the part about reverse speech that is so stunning.
Yep. All right, here we have Trump again.
Absolutely. I mean, I don't notice Swedish people knocking down the World Trade Center.
This so why? Is.
And
why?
I came out very strongly against the mosque being built virtually
and
close
so did
to
I. You and I were on the same page. Okay.
And here he says, America now.
America now.
He's all for America. That's what he wants.
Couldn't be any better.
No, none whatsoever. Okay, here we have another one.
Part of the beauty of me is that I'm very rich.
And he simply says, believe it.
Believe it.
You know, I read something really interesting. They said that Donald Trump spent $3.6 million in New Hampshire. Jeb Bush spent $30-something million.
Correct.
And Trump comes in first and Jeb comes in third.
Correct. No, Donald Trump does not have to spend money. He commands presence. And I go back again. I'm going to repeat this. It has to do so much with his reverse speech that he is speaking forwards to people, but they're hearing it. That's trust.
Yep, that's that actually is. All right, let's see which one. Trump on debates. Here we go.
For 10 hours, but it's unfair to the viewers. It's too long. You know, the Democratic debate, if you look at it, that was 2 hours and it was too long. Everybody was bored at the end. They want to make this much longer than that.
And here he says, I was the one and I believe it.
I was doing it. And I believe it.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I was doing it, I believe it.
See, it's the same as I'm the man. It's the same type of sentiment, you know.
So,
Well, I was doing it, I believe it.
Now, here we have a man who's totally congruent. He doesn't want to rape little kids or eat the holy gum. He wants to build a bridge and heal America.
He's not saying I'm evil. He's saying I'm the man. This is so diametrically opposite to that creature in the white costume.
Yeah.
Wow. And again, any of you who are Catholics, this is not directed at you or your religion. It's directed at the hierarchy of how the religion is administered. And if you think that that religion is not filthy rich, better think again.
Well, the Roman Catholic Church has collectively got enough money to solve the world's poverty problem if they follow the commandments of Jesus and sold all they have and give to the poor. I don't know. It's all pretty interesting. All right, here we Trump again.
Congratulations to everybody.
And he says, we love you.
We love you.
We love you.
There we go.
We love you.
Hey, that's a nice, positive, positive vessel.
Yeah.
Another one.
Iowa, we love you. We thank you.
And he says, we value.
We value.
We value. We value.
Look at these lovely supportive reversals. You know, we love you. We value. You know, this is a man with a very genuine heart. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Oh, here's one of my favorites on Trump.
Thank you very much, everybody. Thank you. Thank you.
And he says, wake up, wake up. We are the best America yet, I think. What's that, Jeff?
I think he says we are the best Americans yet.
Yeah, that's what I said. Sorry. Yeah, that is what it says.
What a parting good night, stay well line, and what he was really feeling when he said it. Just extraordinary. I'm just amazed.
Yep, all right, okay, and here we have another one.
Merry Christmas. Remember the expression, Merry Christmas? You don't see it anymore. You're going to see it if I get elected, I can tell you right now. I can tell you right now.
And he says, America, you got it.
And every day you got it.
And every day you got it. And every day you got it.
And I'll point out the thing I pointed out on Donald Trump when we did his reversals before, all the reference to America, which I have not seen one other single candidate use the word America. And it's all through Trump's reversals. You know, if you want someone who values America and American freedom, then Donald Trump's your man. Quite amazing.
Couldn't be more clear. You've been doing this for 30 years. Have you ever, honestly? I mean, the comparison between the two people, you have one of the lowest, most evil, satanic expressions of a human being in the Pope, and then you have the reverse.
Yeah. We have the Pope who's incongruent and quite frankly sordid. And Donald Trump, who's very congruent and uplifting and encouraging. I'm lost for words. I don't know what to tell you. It's as plain as day. As plain as day. You know, Donald Trump has got the potential to be one of the best presidents America's ever had. I really believe that.
I totally agree. Totally.
Yep. All right. I don't know what this context is, but here we want another one.
The rest of the world is not doing it. If you look at China and if you look at other places, they're not doing it. So if we're clean over here, but essentially right next door you have everything spewing up, they're not doing their job.
Oh, yeah, and they actually believe it.
And they actually believe it.
And they actually believe it.
Wow.
And they actually believe it.
So clear, so clean, so conversational. He's just speaking it. It's not obscure at all. It's right there.
Oh, here's this woman who comes out from the crowd, and says, "We love Mr. Trump."
So let me see. Where are you from?
Colombia.
Hispanic. And is this a setup? Did I ever meet you before?
Huh? I'm Hispanic and I vote for Mr. Trump. We vote for Mr. Trump. Yes, Mr. Trump. We love you. We love you. All the way to the White House.
I swear to you, I think she's totally beautiful and great. I never met her before, I swear.
And here she says back with, "Mr. Trump, we worship him."
Oh, wow.
Isn't that amazing? Isn't that incredible?
That is remarkable.
Yeah. Hey, look, while we're on the topic of Trump, I found a classic reversal on Obama. And Obama recently came out and said, there's no way Mr. Donald Trump will be elected president. America's won't allow it. Okay, so here's Obama talking about Trump.
You, Mr. Trump, recognized that the real problem was a lack of leadership. And so ultimately you didn't blame Little John or Meatloaf. You fired Gary Busey. And these are the kind of decisions that would keep me up at night.
Now here he's having a go at Trump and says backwards, "I'm the baby."
I'm the baby.
Now, compared to Trump, Obama's just a little baby.
Yeah, he certainly is. And he knows it.
Yeah, yeah.
He's an arrogant little baby. He's a snotty little baby. He's a smug little baby, but he is a little baby. He's a lightweight.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. I thought that was a funny reverse when I found that.
That is, yeah. Great stuff, David. Just great. Wow.
Yeah, these are all good reversals. When we come back from the break, we're going to have a look at some on the death of Vincent Foster. And I've actually, on my website, I've actually resurrected all the Bill Clinton sex scandal reversals. They're up on the main page of my site now.
Oh, good.
Because seeing he's out campaigning for Hillary, that puts him on the target list again, and seeing Hillary has had a go at Mr. Trump's attitudes towards women, let's have a look at Mr. Clinton, who is conveniently married to Mrs. Clinton.
Well, it's such as it is,
that's such as it is. You're absolutely right.
What did Bill say? I won't use the phraseology. He said about Hillary. He said, "She's had more women than I have."
Yeah, I actually got a couple of verses on Hillary that hint to that.
Yeah, well, it's a for sure, as they say.
Is it? Well, I'll be bothered. Yeah, okay. All right, let's have a look at a couple more on Trump before the break, and then we'll come and look at some on Clinton, and what else will we work out? Okay, here we have Trump again.
"And I will win the African-American vote, and I think I will win the Hispanic vote. And if you see the recent polls that came out, John, you'll see that, because I'm leading in the Hispanic vote."
And here he says, "I make this law."
I make this law.
Yeah, he's just going to make it a certainty. You know, it's certain he's got the Hispanic and the African-American vote. And he's such a confident guy. Wow.
Yeah.
He oozes it. Yep. Okay. All right. What else do we have here?
Got about a minute to the break or so.
Yeah. All right. One last reversal. Here he's talking about Syria.
"We have President Obama's backing people. They call them the rebels. They don't even know who these people are. They could be ISIS."
And here he says, "I would get out."
I would get out.
Huh. That's interesting. He'd get out of Syria. Oh, okay. Yep, fair enough. I don't know. he's not giving much away about how he's going to combat ISIS and all of them. And he says, why should I do that? I'm not going to let them know what my plans are. So that's fair enough. Okay.
Yeah. All right, yeah, very good. Well, right. What we've been hearing here in this first hour, we're going to do another hour, ought to help all of you who are undecided. And if you don't buy into it, that's fine. Thank you for listening and considering it. But I think for those of you who understand that after 30 years and CIA, NSA, Intel briefing, and whoever else was there, and all of the years of research and all of the proof, that reverse speech is quite real, and why shouldn't it be? I mean, we are extraordinary beings, and our subconscious is fully capable of communicating in reverse. Our brains hear it just fine, no problem at all. Consciously, it's a little tough until you record it, play it back, and then you can hear it. But we hear it on the fly. If you've ever gone into a room full of people and some people make you uncomfortable, or you've met someone that, chances are they're lying to you in their forward speech, and you're hearing their subconscious speak their truth in reverse, and it's not a good feeling. All right, David and I will be back with more in just a few minutes. Hold on.